Ian Dale, a drive on LBC.
10:27 here on LBC. Well, Donald Trump has vowed to raise defence spending in America by $54 billion. That, I imagine, is probably about £42 billion. Bear in mind, our own defence budget for the whole year is £38 billion. Quite something. And he's going to do that by cutting spending in other areas. Let's find out more from Simon Marks, our US correspondent. Simon.
Hello, Ian. Just within the last few minutes, the president's budget director has said that what this budgetary proposal on military spending does is turn President Trump's promises on the campaign trail last year into dollars and cents for the US military. An additional $54 billion designed to help equip the US military, modernize the US military, Donald Trump said earlier today. The military keeps losing, and he wants to turn that around and give them the tools that they need in order to win. Very much part of his election campaign pledge, of course. But in order to do it, he says, he doesn't want to burden the taxpayer in any way. And it's clear that a large number of domestic agencies and domestic programs currently funded by the US government are going to be shredded in order to pay for this. Environmentalists are particularly anxious because the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, is set to have its budget slashed. So too are cultural organizations like the National Endowment for the Humanities. And spending on the State Department, that is also being targeted, a further indication that under the new Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, that department may be playing a less prominent role in foreign policy terms than it has previously played. For Donald Trump, though, the headaches haven't entirely gone away. One top Republican over the weekend became the first on Capitol Hill to say it's time for the appointment of a special prosecutor to look into Donald Trump and his team's ties to Russian officials during the election campaign last year. And here's what former Republican President George W. Bush had to say on exactly the same topic in an appearance on NBC's Today program earlier.
I've never been a lawyer. I'm not sure the right avenue to take. I am sure, though, that that question needs to be answered.
Another top Republican saying that Donald Trump's ties to Russia need to be investigated and need to be explained.
Simon, thank you very much indeed. That's Simon Marks, our US correspondent.